And what U.S. congressman wouldn't want to be featured alongside one of these news segments?
Coming up on a Friday morning, the python that ate an electric blanket will have an update on his condition.
Coming up on Good Morning America, they call it panorexia. Could tanning be almost as addictive as heroin?
60% of women wear uncomfortable shoes.
Well, obviously we're getting a nice break from the rain, but not the flooding. This is essentially now a part of the Passaic River in this neighborhood.
I just can't believe that getting peed on 10 times a day isn't going to cause stress.
I just found my favorite sign. I like cheese, huh? Honesty.
I like cheese. Okay.
And Mikey DeCinto here along with Judy Harrison, his trainer. Good to see you. Thanks for being with us. So we're in the middle of a game of Texas Hold'em.
But the Today Show on Good Morning America could be right. I could be asking the wrong questions. For instance, I asked U.S. Congressman Lynn Westmoreland, who proposed requiring the display of the Ten Commandments in the House and Senate chambers, if he could name the Ten Commandments. What I should have asked him was this.
Is it possible that tanning is addictive?
How long does it take you to grow that thing?
Do you really need to wait a half hour after you eat to go swimming?
Mea culpa. Oh, and just one more thing. Vote Wexler. The man's got a sense of humor, unlike, evidently, journalists. There's a shocker.